Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Roland Martin brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, inspired by past, influenced by the present, driven toward the future. Find new roads to 2014 Chevrolet Impala from Orlando, where he's attending the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. Roland
and he's
Martin.
Going to be saluted as
Journalist of the Year on Saturday.
Congratulations. To it.
Thank you so very much. Got a busy schedule. They got the brother's honorary convention chair, host of the golf tournament, and a journalist of the year. So I got to go to work. But, Thomas, a lot of folks coming here. We kick it off today with Bishop Jakes and a group of other panelists talking about a variety of issues. But I got to shout out also the AME Connectional Lay Organization. I spoke to them last night in Atlanta, and so we had a very good time talking. Lots of bishops there, Tom. Lots of bishops. Lots of bishops. So we had a good time there. And probably Riley Cooper of the Philadelphia Eagles may want to be with those bishops to offer him some prayer. You got to be a little rough in the NFL, Tom, if you're a wide receiver and you're caught at a Kenny Chesney concert on tape using the N-word, saying you will fight all of them. Well, he's been fined by the NFL. He apologized to his team. And so I reached out to my friend Roy Johnson, longtime sports journalist, also editor-in-chief of the History Channel magazine. And, you know, he's been covering sports for more than 3 decades. Yeah, Roy, I said it. Roy, I gotta ask you this, because here's one of the issues that has been brought up. First of all, Kobe Bryant was fined $100,000 by the NBA for using a gay slur on the court. Will the NFL go to that extent with Cooper, who was caught on tape, and should they?
Good morning, Ro. Good morning, crew. I mean, has anybody gone from anonymity to infamy so quickly? I mean, who knew who Riley Cooper was, unless
good
you were
point.
An Eagles fan or a fantasy football fan yesterday? But, yeah, I mean, certainly what he did was, in his own words, disgusting and deserving of a harsher penalty. I do give the Eagles credit for acting quickly. Imagine if they had not done anything. By now, we would be criticizing them for waiting and sitting on their hands when clearly he has admitted what he did. I mean, we all saw the tape, and something needed to be done. They fined him. We don't know how much he fined him. The NFL has not done anything yet, Roland. It's really just been the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not be surprised if there were further sanctions that went down, that go down involving Riley Cooper. And I wouldn't be surprised if he suspended at least one game, if not two. And if he's not, I don't think that they went far enough.
Hey, Roland and Roy, you heard about Michael Vick's brother and what he tweeted.
Marcus Vick.
Marcus Vick.
Went on Twitter.
Yeah, Marcus.
Who ain't the brightest bulb in a dark room?
He's going to get Michael Vick killed. They already seem like they have a bounty on Mike Vick, but Marcus Vick.
Now put a bounty out on Riley Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question that there are people who upset the NFL, players probably in the Eagles locker room, and certainly on other teams. So we're going to see him on some highlight shows with hard hits, no question, when he does play, if he's suspended the first couple of games, because somebody's going to take it out on him. I mean, there are people who won't be forgiving of him, and many, many will. So I would not be surprised.
To that point, I want to, for listeners, remind them, Kerry Collins.
Oh,
was
wow.
A quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He was, you know, drinking, having a good time, and he used the same word, and I believe it was toward a black teammate. I can't remember the circumstances. That roiled that locker room, and that hung over his head for the rest of his career.
Absolutely. He did not really recover from that. And, you know, he was a quarterback, too. I mean, he is someone who was looked upon as a leader of that team, supposed to be a leader of that team. So, you know, clearly is an instance where he was not able to recover from it. You know, this is a young player. He did come forward very quickly, talked about how his parents were absolutely disgusted and disappointed in him. He did face the media in a way that some other players have not. I think Ryan Braun could learn a lot from watching how Riley Cooper handled that. We'll just have to wait and see how the locker room takes to him. And I give Michael Vick credit for coming out as a leader and saying he apologized to us. He forgave him, and we'll see what happens.
And did he hit his brother upside his head?
As if Michael Vick didn't already have a target on his back,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then Marcus Vick, his brother.
He goes, I'll give you $1,000 to take him out. Okay,
really?
Marcus. Right.
Right. Marcus, you ain't got $10. Stop. I'll give you $1,000 of my brother's money to take him out. Gotcha. Roy Johnson, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Have a good one. Enjoy Florida, Ro.
Will do.
All right, Roland. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.